This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
I'm always excited about the word of the Lord. Always excited about what the Lord has to share with us this morning. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, one verse 9, but you can note from verse 1 through verse 10. But we're going to read one verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Amen. Should be on our screen. Amen. As we stand, let's read this together. Amen. Let's read. I got a glory in my fountain, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about, if you can hold on to grace, you can make it. If you can hold on to grace, you can make it. Amen. I believe that each and every one of us have been through something, but thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Thank God for what the Lord has done. God's unmerited favor and love are all we need. The word grace is God's riches available at Christ's expense. Life has two sides, good and bad, up and down. Always two sides. Amen. Only two sides. But sometimes people ask us, how did you make it? How did you make it? You're not crying all the time. People look at you sometimes, they think that you should be crying all the stuff you've been through. But you need to tell them it's through grace. It's through the greatness of God that you made it. Amen. People think that you should cry even though you're going through something, you've been through something. But you made it because you're holding on to the grace of God. Amen. And you won't let go. Amen. You won't let go. They expect you to be crying all the time. Amen. They look at you, amen, with a smile. And you look at them on a smile on your face. And they say to you, child, how did you make it this far? Amen. Without giving up. Some people think that we're supposed to give up in life. Amen. But if you only hold on to grace, grace will guide you through. Grace will fix it that I don't care what you're going through. If you hold on to grace, his unchanging hand, you can't afford to let go. Even though it may seem hard, it may seem rough, but tell them, amen, I just can't let go. Amen. They look at you. Amen. How did you make it all these days, months, and years? And tell them you've been praying week after week, month after month, year after year, holding on to grace. That's how I made it, huh? Even though the storm and the rain, amen, came, because there are some storms in all our lives. Every last one of us going to go through some storms in life. Don't let nobody make you believe that you're not going to go through storms. Every last one of us going to go through storms. Regardless if you're saved or not saved. Amen, amen. Just a few weeks ago, a whole lot of people went through the storm and the flood. Amen. But you know, I was looking back and I was thanking God that not one life was taken. Y'all miss your shout. Nobody died through the flood. Amen. Even though material things might have been lost, but you can replace that. But you can't replace a life. Amen. Y'all miss your shout. Some people going around, and I understand going around mad and angry because it's been years and never had flood and churn. But you ought to thank God that you're still alive. That would count most. You're still alive, you know. How did you make it through the grace of God? Amen. Some say you wasn't going to make it. Some people had already cast us out and said you wasn't going to make it. But God's grace gave you strength to make it. Yes, we all had to shed tears. Amen. Night and day. Don't let nobody make you believe that they ain't shed no tears. Every last one of you, if you're a child of God, you had to shed some tears one way or another. Something happened in your life that you had to shed some tears. Amen. Day and night. But the Lord knows how to balance our lives. Yes, you do. If we only have blessing, we may become proud. So he permit us to have burden as well. Look at what Paul went through. Paul was there. He was up on the mountaintop. He was doing good. And don't get the big head when God raised you up, because he can allow you to fall. Amen. Don't look down on nobody else. Because you got a nickel more than somebody else. God can take that nickel from you. Don't look down on nobody else because you got the nice house and the fancy cars. Because God can flood that out. Amen. I don't care how much you come to church, you're in your Bible. Some things we have no control over is in the hand of the Lord. Amen. He allowed burden to come our way as well. God, if God removed the burden, he'd have to remove the blessing. Some people want the blessing, but they don't want the burden. Some people want the blessing of God, but they don't want the burden. And if, how would you feel? And I'm glad the Lord allowed me to go through some burden sometime. Because some of us would never pray if it wouldn't be for no burden. Because, you know, some of us know how to brag. Look what the Lord done. Oh, I serve a mighty God. We brag. I'm never stressed. Huh? I'm too blessed to be stressed. That's the biggest lie. Maybe for y'all, not for me. Because I'm blessed and I'm stressed. Somebody had a t-shirt there on there. I looked at that. You ain't went through nothing. Because a believer or non-believer, when you go through something, amen, you're going to be blessed and you'll be stressed. But when you stress, you know that God got your back. God can hold you, amen? God permits Satan to afflict Paul. Satan cannot work against a believer. He can't do it without the permission of God. Y'all miss your shout. He can't do nothing to a believer without the permission of God. Check your Bible. Maybe that's why you're having a hard time because, amen, amen, you're not rooted and grounded in the word of God. And that's why Satan is eating you up because God let me. But if you're a child of God, Satan got to get permission from God to attack any child of God. Am I in the Bible? So don't get overwhelmed and say, why not? Why me, Lord? Why not you? Can I tell you, all of us are going through something, or we'll go through something. Satan have to have the permission from God. You understand? Everything that the enemy did to Paul was permitted by the will of God. Everything that Satan, amen, throwed at you was permitted by the will of God through Jesus Christ. He said, okay, test my sister, test my brother. They're not going to give up. They might pick their head down, but I'm going to give them grace to pick it up. When you cover by the will of God, you ain't got another way. Satan was permitted to beat on Paul. It's in the book. Amen. Sometimes Satan would beat on us too, as well. Amen. We all going to go through some storm in our life. Every last one of them in here have a thorn in the flesh. You just got to figure out what it is. Amen. Every last one of us have been through, got a thorn in the flesh. But it allows Satan to beat on us as well. Huh? Sometimes we have to go through some stuff for God to bless us. For him to get the glory out of your life. Huh? Sometimes he got to knock you down just for him to pick you up. Sometimes he got to take something from you for you to appreciate that God had given to you. Amen? That way you can tell somebody it was nobody but the grace of God that made a way for me. Sometimes we make people believe that we made the way, not God. Everything I have, God did it. God blessed me with it. God gave it to me. Amen? And God can take it away too. I don't get that brave and say, look at what I have, because what you have here is just temporarily. You can't take it with you. Can't take it to the grave. That little money you got, when you die, somebody go enjoy it. That car, that truck, you don't want nobody to drive, somebody going to drive it. That car, that truck that you put as a God, and every time two drops of rain fall, you don't come to church, somebody going to drive it and don't even clean it. Amen? But when you appreciate what the Lord done for you, you know ain't nothing but the grace of God. You can say nobody but the grace of God that made a way for me. Sometimes he'll have to let you fall to the bottom just for him to raise you up, for him to pick you up, huh? Unexpected trouble and pain will come in all our life. Unexpected. That means you wasn't expecting it. It knocked at your door and just walked in. You know, trouble don't ask to come in. Trouble just walk in. Trouble is bold. Trouble is sassy. Trouble is no good. Trouble got some nerve. Trouble don't ask you nothing. Trouble just show up in your life. Show up in your family. Show up and just try to tell. Trouble don't ask for nothing. Amen. Don't ask permission. He just show up. You come in. Pain. Look what trouble do. Trouble and pain will come in all our lives. Paul say, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh. Look at him, a thorn in my flesh. I'm the messenger of Satan to buffet me, huh? Whatever pain Paul was dealing with was painful. It was painful. It was hurting. It troubled him. Couldn't rest. Have you ever been through pain you can't rest? It won't let you rest. You can't have no comfort unless you get comfort through Jesus Christ. Amen? And trouble comes. to all of us. Sometimes it ain't good to laugh at people when they go through something. It ain't good to laugh at people when they get sick, even a little small sickness. You know, Sister Jones, she's always going through something, and sometimes she catch Charlie horse, and she be telling me, "Say, baby, come on, work it out, work it out." I be sitting there laughing, you know, "Oh, baby, I mean, you know, just laughing, you know, Charlie horse, you know, just work it out." "Oh, baby, I'm working out, you know." I try to kiss, "It ain't fun, it hurts." You know, it ain't funny. You're right, it ain't funny. Until midnight one night, it hit me. And she was sound asleep. I was trying to reach her. Babe, she wouldn't. She wouldn't wake up. And I mean, I looked at her, my leg cramped, my toe just went straight up. I was in pain. I was, I get up. I tried to get up and flipped out the bed trying to give me some water. And the next morning, I told her, I said, "Baby." She said, did you try to wake me up?" "Yeah, I tried to wake you up." "What was wrong?" I said, "Baby, Charlie and the horse both was here last night." "Charlie and the horse, they both came." She said, "Now you see how you feel?" I said, "Yeah." Believe me, after that, I didn't make no fun at her. It can happen to you. That was a thorn in my flesh. And Paul was suffering. He was in pain. Your whole body is weak. Huh? Let me tell you, when your flesh is weak, your whole body is weak. Satan knew his weakness. Oh, yeah. And he knows your weakness, too. So he went to work. Paul. And that devil is something else. When he know you're going through something, he go to work. When he know your sickness, he know your weakness, he know what you're struggling through, the pain, he go to work. He don't play fair. Satan told Paul, "Where is your God now?" You brag on him. Talking about he's the on-time God. Where is he now? You talk about him. You say, "Nobody can do me like Jesus." But where is he now? Where is he now? And there come a time in life you have to admit that your thorn is real. Whatever you're going through, you have to admit it's real. Don't deny it. It's real. Amen? How you know it's real? Because Paul prayed three times. Not one, not two, but three times for God to move this thing. That's what he said. He prayed. Is right there in verse 7. He prayed. Huh? He prayed. He said, verse 8, "For this thing I besearch that the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." He went to the Lord. What better place to go but to the Lord? Huh? Three times to move this thing, huh? This pain from him, when God permit suffering to come in our life, there are several ways we can deal with it. Some people become bitter and angry and blame God for robbing them of their freedom and their pleasure. You know, when God afflicts some people, they get mad. But we need to think about, you're still here. You're not dead. You're still here. For whatever you go through, you're still here. Amen? I'm still here. Amen? When the doctor told me years ago that high blood pressure, I fussed with him, and the Lord told me, "You're still here." Diabetes, you're still here. You just got to watch how you eat. Watch what you do. Amen? That's all you got to do, my brothers and sisters. Huh? If you can hold on to grace, you can make it. Some people get mad at God, get angry. Why me, God? They look at their neighbors, look at the people they go to work with, and They don't go to church. You in church. And why God allow sickness, something to happen to you? But can I tell you? Something God can't trust everybody with. All of us are not exempt from trouble. Maybe because he can trust you with trouble. And with sickness, he can't trust nobody else. Amen? Huh? When you fall down, are you still able to come to church? Or are you going to stay home? But if you can only hold on to grace, you can make it. You got to hold on to grace. You can make it. Amen? Some people just give up in life and fail to get any blessing out of the experience they are going through. Some people say, no. I look at a whole lot of people. No pain, no gain. God may be doing something in your life for him to get the glory. It's a purpose. God has a purpose in your life that he allow you to go through something. Maybe to get your attention. Maybe to open up your eyes. Maybe that you might be too high. He might want to bring you down. Amen? And some people can't do without money. Thank money their God. But give me Jesus. Then I got money. Amen. How many people you know got money and committing suicide? Amen. And when the money run out of 401k or whatever run out, and they commit suicide. But when you're a child of God, if you lose your job, your money run out, you can go to the Bible where you say, my God will supply out. Y'all got it. All my need. See, that's when you hold on to grace. You know I can make it. Amen. Some people give up in life and don't get no blessing out of the experience, huh? They are going through. Paul was a praying man, just like you and I. Paul was a praying, he was a praying man. He knew how to pray. Huh? He seen the Lord bless people who he prayed for, huh? How many people you prayed for and you seen God bless them? You seen God move? You seen God open doors? Not that we all of that, but we lined up with the word of God. It wasn't about you, it was all about Jesus. Because you use Jesus' name. But you stood on the word of God. You knew how to pray. People call you to pray for them. Huh? Pray for them. Huh? But what happened when you are praying for on your own life? On your own sickness? And the Lord said no. You've seen other people being delivered? Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. You've seen other people being raised up? But not you. And you know you got a good praying turn. Some of you just like Daniel, you pray 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. And when it looked like it's your turn, the Lord said no. What kind of God is this? A God that loves you. I'm glad God don't answer all of my prayers. Sometimes he let you suffer. Sometimes he let you wonder. Amen. Amen. Just for you to appreciate how far he brought you. Amen. He said, no. Not everyone will go through this. Not everyone will go through this. Huh? But some will. Some will. Amen. Some will. I got a problem when you see Christian people tell sinner people that every time I pray, God answers my prayer, not me. And I advise you, when you hear those people, run fast. because lightning gonna strike you. Amen. Look at Paul. Paul, he knew the Lord. Paul understood the power of God, but the Lord still said no. Jesus said no. It's right there. He said no. Paul said, if you, look, he reminded me of some of us. You know, when we're desperate and we lie to God. Paul said, if you move this, I can serve you better. How many people say that? Lord, if you bless me, I'll serve you better. If you bless me, I'm going to come to church better. Watch this, y'all. If you bless me, Lord, I'm going to pay my tithe. I give you that for free. You know you're lying. God is saying no. God know our heart. And some people try to bribe the Lord. You can't bribe God. Sometimes he wants you to come in your sickness. He say you didn't come in your well, so you might be sick. I want to see you going to show up sick to give me the glory. Amen? Because everything belongs to the Lord. Amen. Look what Paul did. Paul, that's some good news in here now. Paul went from paradise to pain, from glory to suffering. He tasted the blessing of God in heaven and then felt the buffering of Satan on earth. Some problem you can't pray or fast away. Some problem you can't pray and fast away. Amen. You just have to accept the will of God. Some preachers don't tell you that. You have to accept the will of God. Amen. Some debt you can't escape. I'm trying to help you here. If your loved one be on the deathbed, you might be on your deathbed. We're trying to pray, Lord, heal him, Lord, keep him. But sometimes you got to say, Lord, let your will be done. They may be ready, but you're not ready to let them go. And God say, I got better plan for them. I got a purpose in their life. You got to say, Lord, let your will be done. Amen. You got to accept the will of God. And some people say, I'm not going to accept it. No. Sometimes you got to accept the will of God. You cannot change it. All you got to do is just, if you can just hold on to grace, you can make it. You can make it. Amen. Accept the will of God. Sickness, burden will make you talk to the Lord. Oh, yeah. You want to see people talk to the Lord? Let them get sick. Let them get burdened down. People act like they don't know how to pray. They'll pray. And you ain't got to wait until you come to church Sunday morning. You pray at your house. You pray in your bed. Tell me you don't know no word to say. You find some word. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord. Save me, Lord. You find some word to say. Amen. Oh, yeah. Prayer will make you talk to the Lord. God heard your prayer. He hear all our prayer. Amen. Yes, he do. And he can feel your pain. He knows what you're going through. But he say no. You mean you hear my prayer, you feel my pain, and you still going to say no? He's going to say no. Why? Because he's God. All by himself. Huh? He said no. But his pain, but the good news is, my brother and sister, even though he said no, he's not going to move it. There's good news in verse 9. Huh? He asked for it to depart from him, but that's good news. But his pain turned.